Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The South African insurer OUTsurance has been on the Irish market for a year, selling home and motor insurance and other products. Now, business is obviously good enough to warrant hiring an additional 100 staff here. Peter Broome is the Chief Executive of OUTsurance Ireland and sitting in front of me. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Joe. Can you believe it's been a year?
It's been
a year. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. How's business?
Yeah, business is going well, Joe. Yeah, we've been starting selling policies, as you said, last year. And, I mean, we've had thousands of Irish consumers join us. And I mean, on average, we're saving people up to €97 on average, which has been great. And we're already 1 year in, so we're already getting a lot of our customers that have accrued 1 year of our out bonus, which, if you remember from last time, we do a thing where if you're with us for 3 years and you don't make a claim, at the end of that 3 years, you get 10% of your premiums for those 3 years back. So it's a great way for people to save on their insurance.
And you guys don't build up the so-called no-claims bonus, which most other insurance companies have.
Yeah, you know, we rate people based on their profile and who they are. So we'll ask about your claims history, which is very similar to the no-claims discount, and then we just set a price based on what your claims history is and build that into your price. So we tailor the price so it's quite very much set to you and ask you lots of questions so that we can get the right price for you.
Mm. Insurance companies are always accused of hiking up the premiums. Have you had to do that in the last 12 months?
No, look, we're in that mode where we're trying to match in with market, but we want to try and naturally be cheaper so that we can attract customers wherever we can. So we very much are watching the price very carefully. When you grow a book of business, you've got to make sure that you're building trust with your consumers. You've got to look after them at claims time. You've got to be advertising enough to get out there and let people know that, you know, we're open for business. And what we really want is for people to realise that the best way they can have influence over the cost of insurance is to shop around. Mm. So if your renewal's up, give us a call and see if we can perhaps do you a better price.
Are you selling directly or are you using the aggregators as well to get the message out?
We're directly at the moment. So, yeah, and that's an important reason because when you're new to a market, you've got to make sure you get everything right. You know, you want to make sure that your claim service is top notch. You want to make sure that you've got your pricing and everything correct. So the best way to do that is control it yourself and do it initially. Down the track, we'll start working out through the broker network, which is very big here in Ireland, et cetera. Mm. But right now, we've got to make sure that we build trust with everybody, all of the stakeholders in the Irish market.
I think a lot of us have seen the above-the-line advertising that you've been doing. That's not cheap, Peter.
No, it's not, but that's how you build a business. You know, we've got to build awareness out there and let the Irish consumer know that, hey, we're here, what we stand for, we're open for business, and we've got a great and compelling offer for them so they could give us a call, and that's what the advertising does.
Now, are Irish consumers difficult to shift out of contracts or get them to shift suppliers for their insurance products?
Look, they're better than most, Joe, but I mean, I've seen varying reports that only between about 25 and perhaps 35% of people will actually move. A lot of people stay
ever
rusted
or
on.
Every year?
Yeah, it's a bit mixed as well, but I mean, sometimes ever, they'll stay rusted onto their current insurer, whereas, you know, shopping around and just making sure. There's no harm in making sure. If you shop around, get some other prices, find out your current insurer is the best one for you, they're the cheapest and give you the best cover, happy days. You can move on and know you've done the job.
Assuming that figure's right, let's say 25% shift, that means 75% don't move. What's going through the consumer's head? Are they somehow afraid to get on the phone and say, can you give me a better price?
There can be a little bit of that. Some people worry that if they leave, you know, who they've been with for a long period of time, maybe they're losing something. There's some loyalty or whatever. But I think, you know, it's your profile. It's your risk profile that you've built up, your lack of claims, your excellent driving history. All of those things are yours. Mm. So when you take those to a new insurer, we rate you on those. If you eventually decide to move back to another insurer again down the track, they can do the same thing. You know, if you're a good risk, then insurers will price you appropriately and want you on their books. So they'll want to give you a keen price.
Now, we had the insurance junior minister, Robert Troy, on the show announcing his 3-week consultation into the insurance sector. And that was exactly 3 weeks ago. So that consultation is now closed. Did you take part? And what would you like to see come out of that consultation?
Yeah, I've had some good meetings with Minister Troy. He's very engaged and very focused on bringing prices down for Irish consumers. It's one of his passions. And I mean, I've seen the list of items that we've spoken about them that he's looking to include in that next action plan. Mm-hmm. There's some great
duty
suggestions.
Duty of care, the payouts, affordability, among others.
Yeah, and I think there's some good things in there. I mean, the last set of action plans that went through was extremely effective, I think. And in fact, it was one of the factors that actually encouraged us to enter the Irish market. Mm. So I see the list that they've done this time. I think there's some great things in there. I mean, if we can try and, you know, get a lot of the bodily injury, you know, claims, I think the Injuries Resolutions Board's doing a great job.
So they had the report out yesterday.
Yeah, if we can put more through there and try and get fair settlements for customers, you know, on fair rates through the the Injuries Resolutions Board, then I think that's a great outcome because there's enough pressures already on insurance premiums. So anything that can try and keep those costs down is welcomed.
Well, one of the things that is pushing prices up are the cost of repairing cars because cars are getting way more expensive. EVs are notably more expensive than the traditional engines and parts are getting very expensive.
Yeah, you're gone to the days where you could put a new bumper on a car and it was a fairly
different
easy
color
process.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
now there's a lot of technology built into vehicles these days, and I mean it's great because that reduces the frequency of claims because you've got a lot more driver assistance, etc. But when they do bump into things, they tend to be more expensive to fix. So yeah, there's a lot of pressure on the prices for insurance. So that puts a little bit of the power back into the consumer's hands. Shop around. That's the easiest thing I can tell people to do to try and help bring their insurance.
But you don't shop
down.
Around. Let's say, for example, someone rams into the back of you. You don't shop around. You just get one price and you've no idea whether those parts are going to be the most expensive or whether they've been reused.
Yeah, I think, look, we put a lot of faith in the repair network out there. A lot of great repairers that always try and achieve the best outcome and fix vehicles for the best prices that they can. And the big thing is just trying to get the best outcome for a customer. Look after them at claims time. Get them a quick resolution. And then, as I say, if people are looking to try and bring down prices, shop around is the biggest thing I can tell you.
Talking about shopping around, you're hiring 100 more?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're at about 150 people out there in our call centre in Cherrywood. And we're going to be hiring another 100 by the end of the year. So
watch out for those adverts.
Watch out for those adverts. Watch out for my man made of paper, OutSurance.
Superb. Peter, thank you very much for coming
in. Thanks,
Jeff. That's Peter Broome, the Chief Executive of OutSurance.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.